Hey there, welcome into the first ever Sugarland Baptist Church parent update for Sugarland students. This audio production was the great immaculate Davy Gibson's brainchild, and as we continue to try to figure out ways for myself and some other members on our staff to connect with parents, thought this might be a good way to keep you posted on what's going on in our student ministry, what's coming up, and answer any questions you may have. And just to say from the outset that I would love to be available to you anytime. I know that there's often questions about specific events and things happening. There are concerns, there are ideas and recommendations, and some of you are just so passionate about what's going on in your child's life, and we don't talk as much as I would like, and sincerely. So if you ever want to bring something to my attention, please don't hesitate. Shoot me an email, sswingler@sugarlandbaptist.org, or fire me a text, and we'll chat and catch up, and I would love to hear from you if you ever need anything, have anything going on, not even just related to church stuff, but everything going on in your family that I can be of any assistance, I want to know. So consider this podcast, if you will, a way for me to keep up with you, and I hope that you will offer me back ways to keep up with you and your family, and we can continue to connect and grow alongside one another as we pursue Christ together. This past summer was really spiritually productive for our student ministry. I'm really impressed with our students we have. I have to thank all the volunteers who make things happen with Sugarland students. We couldn't do any of the stuff we do without them. So many wonderful folks who give their time and effort to make camp happen, to make fun events happen. You know, John Portier and Amanda Schulte in particular just did me a couple solids throughout the summer that events would not have happened if we had all the people and all the volunteers, you know, putting in work and effort and loving on our teenagers. And so I appreciate them. You also need to know that we have the hardest working student ministry staff in Houston. Like, it's pretty incredible the folks I get to work with. And so obviously Jamar has been such a rock for this group, coming in during Katie's kind of tenure here and keeping the student ministry going during the interim period. So beloved by our students. Noah Waters is such an asset for us in our church, and such an unbelievable gift, not only in just like what he does with us in terms of music and production and art, but like the way he loves teenagers and the way he loves us, like other people on the student ministry staff. And then with the addition, of course, of Aaron McInerney in July, started as our student ministry associate specifically to disciple girls. And that was something that we knew we've needed for the last year and a half, and God brought the right person. You know, Aaron's someone who grew up at our church, loves our students, and was so excited to get back involved and give back to the youth group and student ministry that shaped her. And we're incredibly thankful for her. I love working with Aaron. She's already becoming one of my very best friends. That team is just really special. Want to publicly acknowledge that for you, and hope that you will tell them thank you when next time you have an opportunity to see any of them. They are invaluable, and we could not do ministry without them. I do want to keep this relatively brief, so let me get to what's going on in the coming month. I think we want to produce one of these podcast episodes about once a month, so I hope to talk to you again in September, but let me go ahead and tell you what's going on. Wednesday night at Surge, so this upcoming Wednesday is August 24th, and we are kicking off 5 weeks studying the Good Samaritan. I love doing deep dives on parables. I think, I could do 15 weeks on this parable. There's so much there. I think it's going to be a series that really starts the school year off strong and helps our students grow. I'm going to be teaching 4 of those weeks. Aaron McInerney will teach 1 of those weeks. We're going to do more team teaching this fall at Surge, and I think that will be really helpful. That is what we're going to work through at Surge for the next 5 weeks. And I got to just tell you, we've got some students that are really consistent at Surge and are there every week. We've got some students that are not. And if you're a parent listening to this, I just got to say, I think Surge is currently the best opportunity students have at our church to grow in their faith. I think we have had tremendous success building a culture on Wednesday nights that is stress-free, that is welcoming and inclusive, that is fun, and yet spiritually deep and challenging. you know, one of the things I said in my In View of a Call sermon a year and a half ago was we were going to build a student ministry that treats students like adults, has real life conversations, and that is welcoming, where students feel involved and loved for who they are and invited to be part of God's family. And that's what we're doing on Wednesday nights at Surge. I've actually posted some video testimony from some of our teenagers. That's on our student ministry page on sugarlandbaptist.org. It's also on YouTube. There's also a QR code that should be coming to you in the mail soon. You can watch a video testimony of some teenagers talking about why Surge is worth their time. I think it's worth your time. And so parents, if there's one thing I would tell you to prioritize for your students spiritually at our church, it would be Surge. The other thing coming up soon, and I'm very excited about it, is Fall Retreat. That is October 7th through 9th. It's coming right around the corner, much quicker than most of us realize. My friends Megan Hendrickson and Mackenzie Rock-Gentsch are leading that weekend. We are still putting together a theme and kind of getting some last-minute things together in terms of what exactly we're going to work through during that weekend. But I got to tell you, Megan is the most talented preacher in Texas, and I don't say that with a drop of irony. She preaches circles around anybody that I've ever met. And so I'm thrilled to have her teaching our students. She was supposed to come to DNOW, actually, and got COVID. And so just so thankful we can partner with Megan. And then Mackenzie is like this little blonde who sings like Adele and is just so gifted. But not only as a worship leader, but has a big heart as well and loves Jesus and loves students. And very thankful that they will be leading our teenagers during Fall Retreat. We're going to Camp Tejas. Lots of our families at SLBC have been to Camp Tejas. It's a wonderful place. We've got the nicest conference room that they have there in terms of like stage and production and putting on a great worship experience for our teenagers. Fall Retreat is also probably the most relaxed big event we have in our student ministry. DNOW is pretty high energy, late nights, you know, craziness. Camp is obviously like bus trip and a full week of just going nuts. And Fall Retreat is more laid back. I think it's more reflective, right? But still a good opportunity for students to be outside, spend a good weekend away from home, away from cell phones, with their friends, just focused on Jesus. And so Fall Retreat signups are up now at sugarlandbaptist.org. Cost is $200, but let me just say to you directly, if cost is why you feel you cannot send your student or your students, plural, to Fall Retreat, we will take care of it. We've got scholarship money available. I don't want cost to ever be a reason that we cannot have a student join us for discipleship and growth and worship and all that good stuff. So if you'd like to send your student to Fall Retreat, please sign them up. The WooFoo link is ready to go. You can sign them up for Fall Retreat today. This coming Sunday, August 28th, we're going to have our Sunday school leader training for our new group of Sunday school teachers. And then Jamar will be kicking off a new series this Sunday on the third floor on truth. And one of the best things we've got going right now is that Jamar is actually writing our Sunday school curriculum. So I'm kind of picky when it comes to curriculum. I don't think they are always very well suited for the target audience. I think that it's really hard to find a curriculum that consistently speaks to your group. And so Jamar being on our staff, knowing our students, being seminary trained and a former full-time pastor, writing our Sunday morning curriculum for our Sunday school and small groups is just like excellent. And so he's going to kick off a series this Sunday on truth. And then after that, we'll be splitting into our Sunday school classes by grade. And then, of course, middle school does split up girls and boys as well. Sunday school for youth group at our church happens at 11 o'clock or right after the big service. Great opportunity, again, for your students to study the Bible in a discussion format led by adult volunteers, adults in our church. How valuable is that, right? Like, for your student to come on the third floor and see a deacon at our church like Amanda Schulte or Darren Doherty, or to see someone like Robert Kochu, who's been serving on the third floor for almost 15 years, just faithfully teaching students, to see those folks modeling what it looks like, not only to follow Christ, but to lead in church and to serve and to love the generations that come behind you and not get paid for it, right? It's one thing for them to see me and Noah and the rest of the pastoral staff doing that when we're paid ministers, but to see regular school teachers and businessmen, to see regular folks following Jesus and serving their church. Invaluable. So make sure your student, if they are not involved on Sunday mornings, would love to invite them to that hour. We also are launching some Sunday Bible studies, and I'm really excited about this. Tom Smith and Susan Garner deserve a lot of credit for this. They kind of helped me get this started this summer. The truth is, I am currently kind of under my umbrella serving as student pastor, but I have youth group stuff, I've got college ministry stuff, and I do young adults, all on top of some things and some opportunities I've had to work with the BGCT, the Baptist General Convention of Texas, on some projects. And so I do not have time to do three different youth Bible studies a week, right? So I do Surge, and I help with Sunday school, of course, under Jamar's leadership. And then I don't have time to also do another additional Bible study on Sundays. And that's where Tom and Susan are so wonderful and helped us get these Bible studies off the ground. Split up by guys and girls, that's intentional. So that gives an opportunity for our high schoolers to split up by gender if they want, because they don't split up by gender on Sunday mornings at Sunday school. There are two different things happening. So the guys groups and the girls group is gonna look different. So the guys are all together, high school and junior high. It is led by Tom Smith. It is at his house most weeks. He has a group me where he sends out updates specific to Bible study. If you want to be part of that, fire me an email, or better yet, if you know Tom, fire Tom a message. Get in that group me, get your student in that group me. And he's running a great guys Bible study, having different men in our church rotate through and teach that. What a blessing that is. That's on Sunday nights at 5 o'clock, typically. The girls are going to split up. So there will be a group for 7th through 9th graders and a group for 10th through 12th graders. If you know my student ministry philosophy, I always try to give students what they want out of church as often as I can. It's not always feasible, right? But when a student asks me for something, if I can make it happen, I typically try to. And so we have a really, really impressive group of junior and senior girls who wanted to get together and kind of have a separate Bible study away from parents' homes and away from some of the younger girls to talk about things that they are dealing with as older teenage girls in a more private setting. And I respect and honor that and think that is worthy of our support. And so the 10th through 12th grade girls are meeting actually at 8:30 a.m. before church every Sunday starting this week. That is a lot for a Sunday morning, right? Because I think most of them are planning on doing their Bible study, church service, and Sunday school. And that's a lot. But that is the time that they kind of came together and said they would be most willing to be consistent. And Aaron McInerney is going to be overseeing that group. And I'm just really thrilled that they've taken the initiative to get that going. And I think that group's going to be huge. I think the response to that's going to be great. They are studying through the book of Romans this fall. 7th through 9th grade girls will continue to meet at the Garner's home, which has been such a blessing. They are going to start this fall with a Beth Moore series called The Quest, and I think that's going to be really special. Again, kind of like the guys group, different moms rotating through and helping lead those discussions. We'll also have college students and some of our upperclassmen girls will be rotating in to lead those discussions for the younger girls. And so I'm really thrilled with how that's going to come together. For any of these things, any youth event, if the concern is getting a ride, like you don't know how you're going to get your teenager there, I'd encourage you to reach out and talk to me. I will find them a ride. I will make that commitment to you, because I know one of the concerns that was raised to me about splitting the 10th through 12th grade girls and the 7th through 9th grade girls, splitting them up, was that, what if a parent has one of each and can't make that drive, right? And 10th grade girls may not be able to drive themselves yet, and so on. We will find them a ride. I can do that much, right? I don't have time to teach those Bible studies or all that, but like I can make some phone calls and make sure we get your student a ride. And that's not just for those Bible studies. That's for Surge. That's for church on Sundays. If we've got people that come to our church from all over, like 40 minutes in any given direction. And that is a blessing. And it's also hard, right? It's hard to find a central location to do some of these events. And so if your student needs a ride, I'm confident I can help find them a ride. And just let me know, reach out, ask. So I believe in the span of about 15 minutes, I've covered our summer. I've talked about fall retreat and Surge and Sunday school and our new Bible studies for guys and girls. Man, I think that's the, I'm going to wrap it there for this parent update. Listen, if you ever have questions, concerns, or needs, again, reach out. I'm here, happy to have those conversations and help in any way I can. I would also say that if you ever want to come visit something we're doing, if you're curious, what does Surge look like? What do our Sunday morning Bible studies look like? Man, I would love it if you'd come visit and see what's up and see what we're doing. That would be a blessing, I hope for you, but also for us to have that. We do have a policy at our church, a child protection policy, where anyone who volunteers with minors has to pass a background check and pass some training, and that's really crucial. But if you just want to have a one-time visit, we can bring you up to the third floor, put you with one of our volunteers, and you are welcome to come experience what our students are experiencing every week. And if that would be a blessing to you or helpful for you, you have my invitation and my welcome and my thanks. Yeah. So this has been good. We're going to keep doing these once a month in the future. I hope maybe in the future, if enough people would be interested to have some more parenting conversations. Listen, if you have questions you'd like me to address in this format, questions about parenting teenagers. Listen, I'm not a parent, so my advice is limited and to be taken with a grain of salt, I'm sure. But I'd love to answer any questions you have. I have been doing some research on Gen Z. I do know many of these students very well and love them. And happy to help however I can. So enough about that. You guys have an excellent end of August and into September. And I will record another one of these in the coming weeks to get us through September and October. And it's going to be a great fall. I'm excited to see what God's going to do. So love you. Lord bless you. Grace and peace.